Virtual Range on Pin Oak Parkway in Avon Lake, doing our spotlight. And wouldn't be a spotlight if we didn't have the mayor joining us. Good morning, Mayor
Zilga. Good morning. It's an honor to be here once again.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. In between the rain showers, a few days before we had San Diego-type weather, and we ran into a little bit of Florida weather, perhaps, with all the rain coming through.
Right. Well, I'm looking at a lot of different things this week. The different things. I made a list of some of the concerts that's coming up at the Veterans Park.
Right.
Austin Walking Cane is going to be performing there at your Miller Road Park gazebo. Cleveland Tops Swing Band performing. And that leads us up to, not too far away, our fireworks celebration.
That's right. I went to four concerts last night walking through the various parks. It was a worldwide music day or something. And we had a number of people from the community that put that on. Marilyn Zeidner with Music on a Mission, and Barnegie Hall, if you've ever heard of it, on Lear Road, that offers concerts. But they had multiple concerts from 4 o'clock till 9 o'clock at various venues. And I went to two bands play before I went to a 6 o'clock committee meeting. And then at 7:30, I went to through there again and saw additional.
Who makes your schedule up?
It's sort of crazy, but you just play it by ear and try to get as much absorption of what's going on. And even though, you know, I'm fairly well informed, every once in a while I'm surprised by things that are going on that I didn't know that. And we've got a busy schedule for a number of venues, as you said. We've got our fireworks show on July 2nd. We've got Annie DeChant, who's an Avon Lake native. She's performing. And the Spasmatics, which is a very popular regional band. So, and then we have our wonderful fireworks, which we didn't have last year. So it's going to be extra special this year.
Do you still enjoy being mayor?
I do most of the time. It's up and down. For the most part, people are very cooperative and generous, but there's some individuals we try to please, and then you have to accept that you can't please everyone. But we feel that the city's moving in the right direction. We've made some tremendous progress over the years. This is my 10th year as mayor, and I can't believe it's gone pretty quickly. And we've got a lot of challenges ahead, and certainly we survived COVID, and we had some real challenges with dealing with that. We became a venue for getting COVID testing in August, and an example of negativity. Some people called and complained, why are you bringing all those people with COVID into the city to be tested? Even though testing was an important component of dealing with the pandemic. But with the help of Lorain County Public Health, of course, and the National Guard, they tested almost 1,300 people in 2 4-hour sessions, one day and one the next. It was a phenomenal operation, and we were very pleased to have done it. And then we did notice that there was an increase in the number of positive tests out of that particular testing. Not everyone who was tested was from Avon Lake, but we did get people from a pretty large region. In fact, some people driving through on the Ohio Turnpike heard about it on the radio, perhaps on WEOL, and they located where we were and they got tested. And just amazing. We were very pleased to play a part of that. And then we did have a shot vaccination session at the Anchor, which is in the old shopping center, and Beach Park Station, I think is what it's called now. And that worked out extremely well, too. We're very pleased to have been part of that whole process. And David Koval has done a masterful job with Lorain County Public Health, keeping us informed and very accessible. An example, we have a community van taking seniors to various appointments. It was restricted to just one person per trip. You know, that is incredibly inefficient and doesn't meet the needs of the community. I contacted him by text, and now we can have four people in the van under the new restrictions, if you will, or the lifted restrictions. So now we were able to take more people to doctor's appointments, hair appointments, to the grocery store, and so forth. A little ladies club now can go in a group of four and shop together. And that was a lot of their social activity. So, you know, that whole thing impacted us in so many ways. And like Mr. Scott said, they made incredible adjustments to accommodate the needs of students. Having been a teacher at Avon Lake High School, I knew somewhat of what the challenges were. But going back and speaking to several classes at the end of the year, I just couldn't believe the modifications and the things that they had to adjust to, and they pulled it off. That's to their credit. And Mr. Scott congratulated the students, teachers, and parents, but he didn't congratulate the administration enough because they were a very important part of that. And he's the leader along with the school board, and I think they did a wonderful job. We're really proud of him.
One of the major stories of late is the future of the power plant right on the lake. Can you talk a little bit about how that all came together and how you learned of what was going on?
Well, if you may recall that in 2013-14, the power plant was going to be closed initially. And we worked with Avon Lake City Schools, and we dealt with then it was NRG was the name of the company that bought the plant, and they were going to close it. And this whole thing of buying a plant to close is beyond me, but there is some tax issues there, you know, and benefits and everything. But it is what it is. Well, we fought, and NRG was going to bring in natural gas from Grafton and power the plant with natural gas. And because of all the controversy with the Nexus pipeline, which is a different pipeline, and all the opposition, it was dropped. So then they decided to put more pollution control equipment up there and use cleaner coal, and that's what we've been operating on. But we know coal is being pulled from the national power system, if you will. There was another power plant owned by the Genon Group being closed now in Illinois. So there were three, you know, when we heard the announcement about 10 days ago, and now there's another one. Coal is no longer going to be the source of power that we know for, and there are a lot of benefits to plant closing, health benefits, environmental benefits, and so forth. But Mr. Scott didn't delve into the challenges that the plant closing is going to cause for the school district. There are some substantial financial losses there. There's something called the PUP tax, personal property utility plant tax, and that's the tax on the generators. Well, once that generator shuts down for the last time on September 15th, it has a value of zero. Therefore, the tax on that equipment is zero. And that's going to have an impact on the schools for a number of years. And we all have to help them bridge that gap if you want to maintain the quality of education that we're seeing here in Avon Lake. The city of Avon Lake will take a hit a little bit, and so will the county in terms of all the agencies that operate under funding by property tax, whether it's a vocational school or a community college and various, you know, the metro parks and various health programs and so forth. But we're very eager to see the change. The plant could be, they could start tearing it down as early as the end of September. It's going to close on September 15th. Unfortunately, over 50 employees are losing their jobs, but there's a group, a government group called Ohio Means Jobs, which is an agency which tries to find jobs for people who lose their jobs when the plant closes. And they were immediately on the scene contacting the manager of the Avon Lake plant here to work with them. So we are concerned about the loss of jobs in the immediate plant, but in the long run we see that there's great potential development. Just imagine a half mile of lakefront property, 40 acres. Now the property is not very deep in some spots, but they also own some property south of the power plant that can be developed, and that can be part of a whole reconfiguration and reuse of the property there on the west end of the city of Avon Lake. So there's a great potential there. We certainly don't want it to become privately owned family homes, single family homes. We've got wonderful, beautiful single family homes, very large homes on the lake. We want access to the lake. And OACA funded a study for Lorain County about improving access to the lake in it about 3 or 4 years ago. And Congresswoman Kaptur has been a tremendous crusader for us, trying to get more funding to help develop lake access. This is a chance. We're not going to own the property. At this point, we will not. But it's possible we can secure some portions of the property to improve lakefront accessibility for our residents and residents of Lorain counties and Northeast Ohio. So we think it's a great opportunity for us in the future.
Part of it would be considered a brownfield, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
And how long is that process typically to bring the land back to where it can be used?
I really cannot speak with any degree of expertise, but the individual we are working with said it could take 2 to 3 years, and I think that's a pretty short period of time. We all have a vision of keeping the main power plant building, the original 1923 or 26 building, with the, you know, you've all been to the powerhouse and the flats and what was done down there, and there's still great potential there. We can see some type of development in that facility. I'm partial to the smokestacks. Smokestacks that don't put out pollution. And about 6 weeks ago, a communications company did put on additional wires, and not wires, but antennas and all the technology up there. So, and that does provide radio signals and so forth out into the lake, which is a good thing. And I was told the fishermen and women, rely on those smokestacks for as a point of reference. So that's important there from a practical standpoint. But the plant can take on a different look and a different persona as a relic of the past, and also something that can be used in a very modern and more interesting way than from when we were part of the Rust Belt tradition.
As I mentioned to Craig, it's a site you can see from all over parts of Lorain County.
Absolutely.
You see this and you think, you know, when it was working, or you could see smoke coming up from there as well. So there's a little bit of nostalgia related to
there
something
is.
Like that.
And all the workers and the families, you know, my dad, my grandfather worked there and so forth, and it's been open for almost 100 years.
How is some of this going to impact Lake Road?
I think it can be nothing but good things. Not only is it impacting the property of the power plant, but as you know, there's an old shopping center to the south that there's going to be incredible interest now in what can be done on that part, those parcels. The coal pile will be gone, which is a long, narrow strip that goes all the way to Walker Road. Coal piles are notorious for having things like arsenic and other and heavy metals, so that's going to be a brownfield, if you will, for cleanup. And one thing that we can contribute to this whole process is securing federal and state funds for brownfield cleanup, where that a private entity might not. So we think we have an understanding where there's going to be a benefit to the city, certainly getting rid of all that stuff, but at the same time, the end will have a chance to increase our presence on the lake and increase our access.
Anything else, Craig?
Mentioned that I believe, from what I've seen, that you are not going to run for re-election. Is that correct?
Is that true?
I'm asking you.
Well, I haven't made up my mind. My wife has encouraged me, but I think at my age and everything, you had 2 years, 6 months, and 9 days.
Just meet the press?
The Perry Mason, isn't it true that, kind of thing?
Whatever. I haven't made a definitive decision, but obviously I am looking forward to retirement. When that takes place, I'm not sure. This whole power plant thing will certainly spill over into another term of a mayor, certainly. And it would, but you don't want to stay too long. You don't want to outstay your welcome in any position. And certainly sometimes politicians stay just too long, and it's something you have to take in consideration.
Well, Craig's an Avon Lake resident, so maybe he has future plans, and he was just trying
yeah,
to
I think he might
put out feelers to see yeah. how things were going and what his competition might
I think
be
Craig would make a great mayor. He's got a great radio voice, as you know.
Yes. Well, we appreciate you stopping in, Mayor. Again, the Avon Lakes, the fireworks celebration of July
2nd.
Friday.
Yeah, two bands and fireworks and fun.
A lot of stuff.
Food trucks.
And apparently, according to you, no matter what day, probably there's music playing in the city somewhere.
Yeah, this is amazing. This year we have so many concerts. In fact, there's one Thursday night at Blesser Park, and that we've never had a weeknight concert series like we're having now.
All these musicians have waited to come out. And
that's
just,
right.
If there's a flat land, it's dry, and they have a speaker, they'll be there to perform, it seems, for them.
Well, we actually got a grant from NOPEC to for various events, and that is some of the funding. NOPEC is the group that deals with the whole energy purchase and so forth and the contracts and to save money for customers. And so we are a NOPEC community, and they gave us a very generous grant, and it's funding a lot of the concerts that we're talking about.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you coming in today.
Well, good to see you
again. Stopping us here at Engage Virtual Range.